On air, online, and on the Highland Radio app. This is Highland Radio News.
In this bulletin, Gardaí in Carndonagh are investigating after a Garda patrol car was set alight overnight. It happened just outside Carndonagh Garda station. A 30-year-old man's been arrested in Derry on suspicion of aggravated vehicle taking, dangerous driving and a number of other motoring offences. The UK government is preparing to impose a budget on Northern Ireland. The Secretary of State says he has no choice but to do so, or Stormont will run out of money by the end of this month. And New York police say the suspect in yesterday's truck attack had been planning it for a number of weeks. All those stories to follow, and later in the bulletin we'll have the sports news with Oisin Kelly. That's coming up shortly after 5:10. Gardaí in Carndonagh are continuing their investigations after a Garda patrol car was set alight overnight. The incident happened outside Carndonagh Garda station on the outskirts of the town at approximately 9:30. It's understood the car was damaged during the incident. No arrests have been made. Gardaí are appealing for witnesses to come forward. Anyone with information is being asked to contact Carndonagh Garda station on 07493 74109. Donegal Deputy Charlie McConnell's constituency office is nearby. He says it's dismaying to see such an act take place in Carn.
Exceptionally disappointing to see that some individuals would stoop so low as to set a Garda car in light. There was a car parked outside the Garda station last night, which there was an attempt to burn. And really, on a night when the Gardaí and indeed our emergency services do tremendous work in terms of working within the community on a Halloween night, to see that an individual could stoop so low and have such a lack of respect for the Gardaí and indeed for the local community in which they live by attempting to set a light, a Garda car, is exceptionally disheartening. And I know the Gardaí are doing everything they can now to follow up and investigate what happened, and hopefully they will be able to actually find the person who's responsible for this and hold them to account.
With ongoing reports of Garda resources and a lack thereof in the county, this would, I'm sure, no doubt prohibit local Gardaí in Carndonagh and the surrounding area even more so now with the lack of a patrol car.
Yeah, I know the car has gone to the garage to be repaired. The incident was caught early, so I think damage was pretty limited. But it could have been a lot worse if it wasn't caught early. And it does, obviously, I mean, it's absolutely crucial. It's something I'm raising regularly, the need for Garda support in the peninsula and the need for proper Garda numbers, because it is a night, Halloween night, where Gardaí are particularly stretched and where there does be lots of calls on them, although I believe last night was one of the quieter Halloweens. This incident apart.
And that was Deputy Charlie McConnell. Meanwhile, police in Derry have arrested a man who is 30 on suspicion of aggravated vehicle taking, dangerous driving and a number of other motoring offences. It follows the theft of a delivery van from the Abercorn Road area of the city this morning. With more details, here's Nicole Gernon.
Shortly after 7:00, it was reported that a delivery driver was making a delivery to a filling station when two unknown males entered the vehicle and drove off in it. Police observed the vehicle on Letterkenny Road and signalled for it to stop, but it failed to do so, colliding with the police vehicle in the process. The vehicle was abandoned a short time later on Quarry Street and the two males made off on foot. The suspect was detained a short distance away and remains in custody this evening. The PSNI is urging anyone who witnessed the incident or anyone who saw the men leave the van on Quarry Street to contact them at Strand Road on 101 or by calling the independent charity Crime Stoppers.
The UK government is preparing to impose a budget on Northern Ireland. The Secretary of State, James Brockenshire, says the process could be abandoned if the DUP and Sinn Féin agree a deal to re-establish the power-sharing executive. But Mr. Brockenshire says while talks are continuing, he has no choice but to begin work on a budget because Stormont will run out of money by the end of the month. He was asked today about the fact that MLAs are still being paid, even though the Assembly hasn't functioned since January.
Any changes would require primary legislation at Westminster. I do not have any specific powers to intervene at this point in time.
Police in New York say the suspect in yesterday's truck attack had been planning it for a number of weeks. 8 people were killed when a rented pickup truck was driven at pedestrians and cyclists in Manhattan. The suspect is still in hospital after being shot by police. The police deputy commissioner, John Miller, says Uzbek national Saifullah Saipov had been acting in the name of Islamic State.
He appears to have followed almost exactly to a T the instructions that ISIS has put out in its social media channels before with instructions to their followers on how to carry out such an attack.
The policing authority says it cannot reassure the public that issues with false breath tests and fixed charge notices would not happen again. A new external report carried out for the policing authority has identified an additional 400,000 false breath tests. The policing authority says Top Garda management is responsible for serious failures in governance and supervision that saw the breath test and fixed charge notice scandals go unchecked. Chairperson Josephine Fahey wouldn't be drawn on whether she wanted to see disciplinary action, but said she wants a response from the Acting Garda Commissioner.
The Policing Authority is an oversight body. The Garda Commissioner is in charge of the Garda organisation, is responsible for the discipline of the organisation and the governance of that organisation. So he deserves an opportunity to reflect on what we're saying here today. I want him to consider the points I'm making and come to our meeting in November with a response.
Well, this latest examination was carried out by consultants Crowe Harith. Partner with the firm Shane McQuillan says in relation to the fixed charge notices issue, the loophole has been closed. But if the law changes, he says, errors could easily happen again.
It is entirely possible for the legislation to change, for Gardaí on the ground not to be informed about the changes in the legislation, either sufficiently quickly or in a way which is digestible, and for Pulse maybe to lag behind those changes, so that this could happen again. It's essential that somebody be overseeing all of this, that there be some single person who's accountable for looking after all of this and making sure that such problems don't recur.
Lascan Corla and Donegal W. Pat the Cope Gallagher has expressed concern at the standard of existing apprenticeship programmes in Ireland. He believes the scale and diversity of programmes available in the UK in comparison to here would leave Ireland unable to compete with a post-Brexit Britain. He's calling on Training and Skills Minister John Halligan to introduce new opportunities and occupations to help address skills shortages in key areas. W. Gallagher says Ireland's current apprenticeship model simply isn't fit for purpose.
We must widen the scope of these. I believe they're much too narrow and too limited. So I believe they should be looking at companies who would bring people in, such as airlines, the media, retail, public relations, pharmaceutical, child and social care. All of these should be considered. And it's my understanding that the number of apprenticeships that are available in the various sectors in the UK is 10 to 1 in Ireland. And, you know, apprenticeships must be marketed as true and equivalent alternatives to college. There are many who don't want to follow the academic line, and those who have the trades are vitally important to the economy. They're a mechanism for achieving the maximum potential of every individual. So I think we should focus on much more so on this.
And while you're saying that some people don't want to go down the education route or the academic route, they do also want to stay at home, I'm sure, some of them. So it would be ideal to have those opportunities here instead of them having to travel over to the UK.
Well, of course, if they had these and if they're qualified and have, when they complete their apprenticeships, they're certainly job opportunities are available at home, maybe not all in Donegal, but certainly in Ireland and in the Northwest.
Deputy Pat the Cope Gallagher there speaking to Catherine Gaffney. Folger Ireland has withdrawn a map of Letterkenny after a picture of St Eunan's College was used in a sidebar describing St Eunan's Cathedral. A Folger Ireland spokesperson told DonegalNow.com that the map and guide were provided through a third-party publisher and distributed through its tourist office. The spokesperson said Folger Ireland has moved to have the mistake rectified. The mayor of the Letterkenny Municipal District says it's important that that is corrected. Jimmy Kavanagh says that must happen before the 2018 tourist season gets underway.
In fairness to them, they've held their hands up and they've acknowledged the mistake and they've acknowledged the extent of the error. The cathedral is such an iconic building in Letterkenny and such an important part of the town's tourism trail that obviously is a mistake that has to be corrected.
It gives the impression that these documents are being put together by people who are effectively cutting and pasting from something else and really don't know what it is they're writing about and don't recognise the buildings and the landmarks. When they insert the pictures, it would maybe raise the question, should we have more local people with more local knowledge working on these projects?
It's absolutely, Donal. I mean, it's quite clear that there's no local input because a mistake like that simply would not happen if there had been. Maybe that's the price we pay for getting things done in bulk and getting them all done maybe centrally or whatever. And we're losing out on that local input that's needed. But certainly a mistake of that extent and of that nature should not happen on a document that you're going to hand out to tourists to the town. At least now it's going to be corrected, and hopefully it's corrected now during the quiet part of the tourism season, and there's a new map in place for next summer.
And that was Councillor Jimmy Cavanagh. 1 million cheques will be issued by Irish Water in the coming weeks to refund households that paid their bills. Despite a commitment by the government that people will be refunded by Christmas, some refunds may be delayed until the new year. A prominent anti-water charges campaigner says it's a victory for the protesters, but some have questioned the wisdom of scrapping the charges. Juliet Gash's special report begins with Irish Water spokesperson Yvonne Harris.
For the large majority of customers, they won't need to take any action. Irish Water will issue cheques to the account holder at the address which we have on file, which is largely where the bill was sent to.
Yvonne Harris from Irish Water on the refunds which are due as soon as legislation has been passed. Both the Taoiseach and Housing Minister had said refunds would be issued by Christmas, but due to a delay in passing the required legislation, some refunds may issue in the new year. Solidarity TD Paul Murphy, who campaigned against water charges, blames the government for that delay.
It's a pity that the government tied in the refund legislation with the excessive usage legislation, which then delayed the process of legislation. But I think people, you know, we'll be happy to get their refunds back. Hopefully they'll be very thankful to the campaign and all of those who protested.
But what about these people who were willing to pay?
I think everybody should pay it. The system could be better, more improved for everybody. But if people object, it causes difficulties for everybody.
I'd prefer not to be getting my money back. I think the politicians, and particularly Fianna Fáil, have been abominable.
Paul Murphy says people were misled into thinking that their money would go into investing in our water.
Irish Water, in this existence, did not invest and still doesn't invest enough in our infrastructure.
For anyone who has changed address since paying their bills, Yvonne Harris says they should contact Irish Water.
They should do so at our contact centre number, which is 1850 448 448.
These bill payers are relieved. It's all over.
Chuffed, because I'm an all-age pensioner and I live with my sister who's an all-age pensioner, and we could hardly afford it.
It'll be a bonus for the Christmas.
The coordinator of the Moville Family Resource Centre has moved to reassure service users that the centre isn't facing closure but does require more funding. It follows reports that the centre may be in jeopardy owing to a lack of understanding on the part of the Children's Minister. Speaking generally on the 9 till noon show earlier today, Mary McKinney said all family resource centres nationwide are still struggling to cope after years of cutbacks, and she's calling on Minister Catherine Zappone to listen to their concerns.
We have an issue with funding. Our funding was frozen in 2008 and then we had 3 years of cuts. So we are in a position now where, you know, it's getting increasingly difficult to, as I say, keep the doors open, to keep salaries paid, you know, and you have to meet all the other expenses, rent and insurance, accountancy fees, etc., etc. The union has been, you know, working on our behalf and trying to engage with Tusla and the Minister.
Sport on Highland is brought to you by Michael Murphy Sports and Leisure's Kids Midterm Sale, this week only. Gear up at michaelmurphysports.ie.
17 minutes past 5 o'clock and we say good evening to Oisín Kelly.
Thanks, Donal. We start with soccer. Derry City have renewed the contract of their manager, Kenny Shields. The County Derry man will remain in charge until the end of the 2019 season. Shields has guided the County Stripes to European qualification in each of his two seasons in charge so far. He told DerryCityFC.net, "I am delighted that the chairman has shown faith in me. When someone shows faith in me, it makes me want to go out and work all the harder to bring success to the club." Tottenham are hopeful that Harry Kane will be fit enough to return to his side for tonight's Champions League Group H meeting with Real Madrid. The striker has missed the past two games with a hamstring injury. Spurs boss Mauricio Pochettino says they won't risk his long-term fitness.
He was training with the group and was good and the same level of the team. Take the best decision for him, first of all, and then for the team.
Manchester City will be hoping to keep their 100% record in this season's Champions League alive. A win away to Napoli in Group F tonight will all but secure them a place in the knockout phase. While Liverpool welcome the side they put 7 past last time out, Maribor will come to Anfield. Liverpool will be hoping for a repeat performance, but Liverpool boss Jurgen Klopp is warning his players not to get complacent.
People think after results like this, they, in this world, to respect is a big problem, I would say, in general, and people wouldn't respect Maribor anymore, but we know how strong they can be.
There's a further chance for Seanan Maguire to impress Martin O'Neill tonight ahead of this month's World Cup playoff. His Preston side could move into the Championship playoff spots with a win at home to Aston Villa. And the night's all the game, Birmingham play host to Brentford. One game tonight in any show in Charlie O'Donnell Cup. It's Mobile Celtic against Dunre United. That one's down Rosheny and it kicks off at 8 o'clock tonight. In rugby, seven Irish players have been confirmed for the first ever women's Barbarian squad. Donegal's Nora Stapledon has been selected for this month's test with Munster. Stapledon is joined by Fiona Coughlin, Tanya Rosser, Eilish Egan and Maz Riley. While rounding out the Irish complement are Jackie Shields and uncapped Galwegian flanker Adele McMahon. The Babas will play Munster at Thomond Park on Friday week. Rory Best is back in Irish rugby's continued fight to host the 2023 Rugby World Cup. South Africa won the recommendation to stage the tournament yesterday, but the final decision won't be made until a vote of the World Rugby Council in 2 weeks' time. Venues were highlighted as an issue with the Irish bid, but Irish captain Best says big stadiums don't guarantee a great tournament.
You want to be surrounded by a buzz that is a World Cup, and I played in various places and sometimes we got it and sometimes we didn't, and it wasn't necessarily always the places with the biggest stadia that give you the biggest buzz. It was when you look at how Ireland embrace sporting events. I think the biggest thing is no matter who plays and where they're playing, you could almost guarantee it'll be a packed house, and as a player that's what you want.
In Gaelic Games, two members of the All-Ireland winning Dublin side have been nominated for the Ladies Footballer of the Year. Captain Sinead Aherin and player of the match in the final victory over Mayo, Noel Healy, got the nod. Completing the shortlist is Mayo legend Cora Staunton. Tipperary pair Aisling Maloney and Aisling McCarthy are nominated for the Intermediate Footballer of the Year, along with Tyrone's Niamh Woods. While nominated for Junior Player of the Year are Carlo's Adele Hayden, Derry's Emma Doherty and London's Lisa Caffergy. The winners in all three categories will be revealed at the All-Star Banquet in Dublin on November 25th. Just looking ahead to tonight on Highland, the GAA programme with Tom Comack will be looking ahead to the big Ulster final this coming Sunday in Balbuffet as Donegal champion Setanta take on Namaha of Derry. Tom will be joined on the programme by members of the Setanta Club to look ahead to that big final. GAA programme, of course, throws in tonight, as usual on a Wednesday, at 8:30. And finally in tennis, Rafa Nadal will end the year as world number one. His straight sets victory over Hyun Chung at the ATP Masters in Paris means he can't be caught by his nearest challenger, Roger Federer. It's the fourth time in Nadal's career that he'll end the year as number one in the world. That's it for today. Donald, Tom has the GAA programme later at 8:30, and Chris Ashmore will have our next bulletin tomorrow morning after the 8:30 news.
Thank you, Washing. And then a young councillor is calling for money allocated to Ballyliffin under the Town and Village Renewal Scheme to be spent ahead of the Irish Open next year. The main aim of the scheme is to support the revitalisation of towns and villages in order to increase their potential and economic activity into the future. Ballyliffin was awarded €100,000 in the latest round of funding. Councillor Martin McDermott says it's important for the area to be at its best before May. Therefore, he says the council must press ahead with spending the money now.
The last Town and Village Renewal money for Carndonagh last year has still not been spent in 2016 money. And, you know, that really needs to be dealt with before the end of 2017. And it's very, very important that the allocation in 2017 to Ballyluffin is dealt with prior to May of 2018. And if we look back at the last couple of years, it's looking at over a year, year and a half before the money is spent. And I'll be calling on Donegal County Council to make sure that that does not happen with Ballyliffin, to make sure that the work is dealt with now and that work can start in the early 2018 so that the work is all finished.
And there's been widespread condemnation of last night's incident in which shots were fired at a house in Derry. The attack happened in the Racecourse Park area just after 7. Police are urging anyone with information to come forward. Local councillor Sandra Duffy says a woman who was in the house at the time was badly shaken.
They must know the consequences of their actions, and they must know that shooting indiscriminately through a window when there are people at home, anyone could be hurt, anyone could be killed, and it's an absolute disgrace. We had such a good weekend here in Derry. We had thousands of people visit the city from all corners of the world. We had children out playing in the street, dressed up for Halloween, enjoying the celebration, and these shots were fired in a family neighbourhood, and we are just horrified this morning.
Looking at the weather forecast, mostly cloudy for the rest of today. Some outbreaks of rain and drizzle, light to moderate westerly breezes veering northwest. that cloud lasting into tonight with patchy light rain and drizzle. However, drier, clearer conditions will spread from the north overnight. It will turn cold though, with overnight lows of 3 to 5 degrees Celsius in a light northwest breeze. Dry in most parts tomorrow with sunny spells, but a few light showers may drift onto the north coast at times. It'll be cooler with highs of 9 to 11 degrees Celsius in light northwest or variable breezes. That's Highland Radio News for now. We're back with news headlines again at 6 o'clock. Looking at the main headlines for this evening. Gardaí and Carndonagh are investigating after a patrol car was set alight outside Carndonagh Garda station last night. It happened at around 9:30. The car was damaged. No arrests have been made. Gardaí are urging witnesses to come forward. Meanwhile, a 30-year-old man has been arrested in Derry on suspicion of aggravated vehicle taking, dangerous driving and a number of other motoring offences. It follows the theft of a delivery van from Abercorn Road in the city this morning. At one point, a police vehicle tried to stop the stolen van on Letterkenny Road and was hit by the van. The UK government is preparing to impose a budget on Northern Ireland. The Secretary of State, James Brockenshire, says talks are continuing, but he has no choice but to start work on a budget because Stormont will run out of money by the end of the month. And police in New York say they believe the suspect in yesterday's drug attack had been planning it for a number of weeks. As we say, news again at 6 o'clock. Until then, good evening. The obituary notices for this Wednesday evening, the 1st of November. The death has occurred at St. Enan's Nursing Home, Letterkenny, of Nellie Doherty, née Toland, Coola T. Lifford, formerly of Termon. Her remains will repose at her late residence from 6 o'clock this evening. Funeral from there on Friday morning at 10:30 to St. Patrick's Church, Murlock, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to St. Enan's Nursing Home, Letterkenny, care of Kelly Funeral Directors, Oakfield, Rafoe, or any family member. The sudden death has taken place of James Finbar Barrett, Black Lion, County Cavan, and Falcarra, County Donegal. His remains will repose at St. Patrick's Church, Killina, Black Lion, tomorrow evening from 5 until 7. Removal to his daughter Ina's residence at 2 Meadowfield Manor, Newton Cunningham, where he'll repose from 11 o'clock on Friday until 1:45 on Saturday afternoon. Removal to the Church of the Sacred Heart, Dunluey, for Requiem Mass at 2 o'clock on Saturday, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. The death has occurred at his late residence of Gerard Joe Phil Boyle, Leib Garrow, Aranmore Island. Funeral Mass tomorrow at 11, with burial afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu, if desired, to the Irish Heart Foundation, care of any family member, or Sean Midlin, Funeral Director. The death has taken place at her residence of Margaret McLaughlin, Ballysalla, Kilkenny, Mallon. Funeral from her late residence on Friday morning at 10:15 to St. Patrick's Church, Ahaclay, Mallon, for 11 o'clock Requiem Mass, with interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Family time, please, on the morning of the funeral. The death has taken place of Sheila McGettigan, Kilconnell, Glebe, Kilmacrennan, née Donaghy, formerly of Carrow Moor, Glenealy. Her remains are reposing at her home. Funeral tomorrow at 12 noon in St. Columbus Church, Kilmacrennan, with burial in the adjoining cemetery. House private, please, on the morning of the funeral. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to palliative care, Letterkenny, care of any family member. The sudden death has taken place at his home of Harry Arbuckle Jr., 16 McGurr Park, Strabane. His remains are reposing at his wife Wendy Arbuckle's home at 261 Ballycommon Estate, Strabane. Funeral from his wife's home tomorrow at 9:20 for Requiem Mass in St Mary's Church, Millmount at 10 o'clock. Interment afterwards in the adjoining cemetery. Donations in lieu of flowers, please, to AWARE, care of Quigley Funeral Directors, 1A Newton Place, Strabane. Family time, please, from 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. And the death has taken place of James Alexander Alex McConnell, Selbridge, County Kildare. His remains are reposing at Carroll and O'Neill Funeral Home, Thornhill, Maynooth Road, Selbridge. Funeral service tomorrow afternoon in Christchurch, Selbridge at 2 o'clock, with cremation afterwards in Mount Jerome Crematorium. Family flowers only, please. Donations in lieu if desired to Crumlin Children's Hospital. House private, please, at all times.